Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about our insecurities for a second here on the Brett Maka Show while we're commercial free. I love like New Year's resolutions and things like that because it gives people an opportunity to reset their mind and things like that. So this is an interesting challenge that I've seen some people do is write down right now, this time of the year, your biggest insecurity or your biggest weakness in 2025 going into the new year, and then review it a year later and go, huh. Is that still my biggest weakness? Is that still my biggest insecurity? Or was I able to tackle that and accomplish it and, you know, beat it or I'm in a better place? And I think that's such an interesting challenge. So maybe you can do it yourself. So we're all going to do that in the room. We're going to say this is what our biggest insecurity is, our biggest weakness is for 2025. Hannah, what would it be for you?
Honestly, I would say my biggest weakness right now and something I'm really looking forward to improving and gaining strength on in the year is just my mental state in my heart when it comes to my breakup. Last year, I went through a really big breakup and it like shifted my life in a lot of ways. So I hope this year that I'm able to like find more strength and more clarity within that because I'm still kind of like mixed emotions and it still weighs pretty heavy on me. So I hope to gain strength.
So what do you mean gain strength? Do you mean that you feel like it still controls you and your actions? What do you mean by like the, hey, I want to gain strength from the breakup. Like you just no longer care about the breakup. Like, yeah, that was a breakup.
Like probably like look to learn more lessons and find more like confidence in myself even. Like I feel like no matter what happens in a breakup, you kind of question certain things about yourself, like along the timeline. So like not regretting as much and just having more like clarity within the whole thing would be something I'd look for this year.
So next year at this time, you look back and like, yeah, remember when I was like so devastated over that breakup and I'm in such a positive place. Now that's what you're hoping to do.
Yeah.
For me, I think my biggest insecurity, my biggest weakness, and I hope to God I can somehow figure out a way to improve on this, is me as a provider for my family. I feel like as the end of the year happened, my basement got flooded, so it wasn't even usable. My car got broken into, and I just felt like I could not provide a home that felt safe for my family. And I just kept beating myself up for it, especially for the holidays. Like we only put up the Christmas tree this year because it's like a tradition. You put up a Christmas tree. It's a big tradition for my family and how we do it. But we didn't put up any other Christmas decorations around the house. We're all just kind of like stuck in this one area of the house. And I felt like, I hate this terminology, but I felt like less of a man, less of a provider for my wife, for my family. I felt like they were looking at me like, Dad, you can't keep us safe. Dad, you can't provide for us. And I hated that feeling for them and for me. So I feel like one of my biggest insecurities is not being enough for my family.
Wow.
Kevin's
man,
like,
I'm just surprised because you provide so much for them and you care so much for them I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yeah, it does suck, but like those are what I wrote it down as like my biggest insecurity. I hope that they can feel like this house, we can have the things because I feel like right now I can't give them the things they need to feel like they're in a safe place. This is where my basement area is, you know, is one of my biggest struggles the last 3 months of the year. This is where my wife works. So she's like either working at the library, trying to find a space, or working downstairs in just a basement that has cement and trying to take like therapy calls and things like that. It's like insane. And I feel like, man, I can't even give you guys a place where the home feels safe. And so I want to make sure by next year that my home feels like a home and not just like a house that I'm just like trying to make sure I'm surviving in. Interesting challenge. For you to do it, you could also share yours with us. We love when you do that at 314-531-9898. Kevin thought I just dropped a bomb on him. Well, Kevin, you're up next. Oh, just casually sharing with you our biggest insecurities and weaknesses.
Good morning.
We're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. And I do think, one, this is a really interesting challenge to do going into a new year. But also, this is a safe place to share our biggest insecurities with you because you can share your biggest insecurities with us. That's what makes this show so different and special, is where it's a safe place for you to go, you know what? I'm not perfect, and that's okay. And I think New Year's resolutions give you that opportunity to make changes in your life. And I saw this, people talking about, write down your biggest insecurity or your biggest weakness, and then look at it next year and see, were you able to get over it? Were you able to make it a strength of yours? Were you able to accomplish something from it? And so Hannah and I shared ours, and Kevin's like, damn, you're dropping bombs. Kevin, you're up next now, man.
Yeah, and it's kind of hard for me because mine is more of a way to clean out the old. I'm a very nostalgic person, and I hold on to a lot of things in the past, sometimes too much, sometimes too many. I have tons of things, not only from my childhood, but from my kids' childhood, from my wife's childhood. That's just, it's not cluttering up the house or cluttering up our life. It's just a lot, and I need to somehow organize that and get rid of that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To kind of, you know, and I feel like I'm really late to the party. The big trend several years ago was Marie Kondoing everything, departmentalizing stuff and getting rid of what you're keeping your joy and getting rid of what you don't need. I just have so much of it. I need to find a way to clear it out because a lot of what I do on the show is keep the past. And that's what kind of is, it's a skill. It's because you kind of got to archive things. You got to have stuff.
Yeah, Kevin's
ready
really good at organizing. I asked Kevin for a piece of audio that we aired a year ago today, and he goes, got it.
Yeah. but at the same time, I don't want that to become too much. I don't want to become a hoarder. I don't want to become somebody who can't remove nostalgia from their life. And that's really what I'd really want to work a lot of this year is getting rid of a lot of the old and accepting the new.
That type of stuff is no joke. Like to some people it may sound like silly, like, oh, it's hard to get rid of stuff, but my mom is one of those people. She has a really hard time letting go of the past or like things of when my siblings and I were young, and that's like really hard for someone to like separate that or get rid of old things. So Kevin, that is a big task for the year.
Kevin the hoarder is going to be gone in 2025.
Well, at least a little half hoarding.
AB, what's your biggest insecurity or weakness, back from vacation?
Yeah, good morning. I feel like one of my biggest weaknesses in 2024 and like before that is being able to say no. Which is something Brett has told me I'm horrible at since like the day he met me. Especially in December, which is all of the holiday stuff. We had November and December, we had so many videos to film and edit, and it was just like consuming my life. I wish I had said no to some of them because I don't think the money was worth like what it was doing to my mental health and my relationship with God. And like physically, I was getting headaches every single day because of it, like really bad headaches. And I learned recently at this Christian conference I just went to, if the devil can't make you sin, he'll make you busy. And I feel like I let the devil win in December thinking, oh, well, I'm going to get all this money. It'll be worth it. And it just wasn't.
AB and I actually had a conversation about like her being overwhelmed in November and December. And I was just talking about like, it almost affected her creativity too. You're just like churning things out to churn things out and doing things to do things of a checklist instead of really being free to create or be the best version of yourself. You're just not, just because you're doing more doesn't actually mean you're doing more. And her and I had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
Alex, what's your biggest insecurity or weakness?
I think AB kind of hit a little bit of one of mine, which is being able to say no more, but I guess focusing less on what everybody else sees as perfect or good, especially with like wedding planning and like planning a honeymoon and doing all these different things, is being less concerned about like what other people think about about it, right? And being,
I think in social media, a lot of us do that. Like, oh, is this post going to be really cool? Yeah, well, this will fire off the algorithm and do everything cool instead of like, well, this is what I want to share. This is what I want to do. This is the life I want to live. Instead of living for other people, live for yourself.
Yeah, I think, and I think being more okay with sometimes understanding that I'm not responsible for other people's feelings, and that if I have to hurt somebody's feelings, like, you know, that's not, you don't want to purposely hurt somebody's feelings, right? But like, understanding I'm not responsible for their feelings and that
their happiness,
it's okay.
Like, I feel like that's the biggest thing that you could do going into your wedding season and wedding year is remembering
like people are going to get their feelings hurt, and I can't be here to worry about everybody else. I just have to worry about what's going to make me and what's going to make like Annie, like this year, what's going to make us happy in as far as like
everyone's got an opinion about your own wedding. It's the funniest
has an opinion, and it's just worrying about my own.
Yeah, I think that's a good one. It's an interesting challenge for you to even do it for yourself. Write down your biggest insecurity or your biggest weakness and see if it becomes a strength in 2025.